Hare Krishna, this greetings from Jagannath Puri. In the adventure of my class and a little bit of my life, sometimes I have to give class in kind of awkward situations. We're just organizing our Puri retreat, and exactly at the time of the class is when it begins. And we had guests of Krishna Kshetra and so many people coming. And so I'm going to give the class at least for maybe a half hour and then go to the class. But I just so much appreciate at least an audience. I know this is, it's the Wednesday night is kind of leveled off. Not as many people, but the Sunday is actually growing now again. But those of you that stay with me, on this Jiva Dharma, you'll really learn the tattvas of Krishna consciousness, the subjects of Krishna consciousness. So, this is chapter 10, Nitya Dharma in History. Om Jnana Timurandasya Nananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Lutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Go Premanandi. Well, greetings from Puri. I was just in Mayapur, and now we've come to Viparlumba Kshetra, the dham that exemplifies the mood of separation. You know, in intimacy, in relationship, this is what I gather. There's three main moods of open heart, and that's intimacy and love, separation and love, and compassion for others. And the three dhams represent, embody that. And you can really sense the mood here, the mood of separation. And that mood of Viparlumba, intense separation, it only happens in, separation is only manifest in the love of the resonance of Vrindavan. Because Viparlumba is not just separation, it's a depth of separation. And that only happens in when there's an intimacy of love. let's see. And just to share with you something interesting too is, you know, I was speaking to Brahmatirtha the other day by Skype or by phone, and he said, I really got good reports from your classes you're giving in Mayapur, because I lecture every day. I lecture every day on the 10th canto, probably the most intimate of my lectures are probably in Mayapur. It's such a audience of sincere listeners who are really dedicated and stay in a holy place. And of that, the people that come to my class, we usually get anywhere but not less than 50, not more than 100. And this man came to the class every day, and he was, you know, around my age, somewhere between 60 and 65. And he was sitting on the chairs on the side, and just regular hair. And I thought he was, you know, maybe a new person from the West. And he asked some question, and then I remember one day, you know, somehow he picked up the Cartels to play, and I thought, oh, my God, this guy's going to ruin the kirtan. But he played the Cartels nicely. And he's very unpretentious. Anyway, when I was speaking to Brahmatirtha, he said, you know, I heard your class was good. I said, well, who was it that appreciated the class? I, you know. And he said, you know, I'm getting old. I don't remember. And then he said, maybe Gauravani? I said, no, Gauravani wasn't even here. He said, well, let me check my email. So he was checking. And then it was a letter that his wife forwarded him. That his wife forwarded him from that his wife forwarded him from one of her god sisters whose husband had passed away in Mayapur suddenly. And she said, you know, he was so happy, you know, coming to Mayapur. And evidently they were devotees since 1970, within 1 or 2 years. And that was the first time they went to Mayapur. And after 3 days, her husband died. But in the letter, it said how much he was appreciating the atmosphere of Mayapur, and specifically noted my classes. Now, speaking about, you know, really intimately about Brahma Vimohan Lila and Krishna. But, you know, and she, the wife was kind of, she was happy in a way because she was just thinking of, you know, the person lived 65 years of his life, 3 days of his life he was in Mayapur, and that's when he died. He could have died at any of the, you know, what is it, 300 times, you know, 30, you know, 25,000 days in his life, and, you know, and he died, and he was just riding on, you know, they had a motorbike. People get around that way to Mayapur, and she said she was riding on the motorbike with him, and then he had a heart attack and died. And he was the emblem of health. He was, you know, not like a, you know, when someone's, you know, has symptoms of old age and they're, you can feel how their body is dragging, and but he just, you know, passed away suddenly. And then, and it just shows you also how the mind, you don't see with the eyes, you see with the mind. There is darshan. I was just reading this, a book about Bhakti Siddhanta. Darshan is not just the eyes. It's all the senses and the mind and the intelligence and the ego and the mahatattva. It's not that we just see with the eyes. Like if you're drunk, you know, you're seeing through the eyes. What do you see? You see through the mind. So I was just saying, I didn't see it, and I realized afterwards that, you know, this is a very special soul. But with my eyes, you know, I just saw him as practically a new devotee, but then that was the glory. Because a lot of times when you're in the movement longer, you develop a abhiman, a perception that I am an advanced devotee. And, you know, an entitlement and other things that are actually not advanced. But to see someone stay with the same kind of innocence and simplicity, even though around the movement, I guess that's, you know, 46 years. And, you know, so it was kind of so, and understanding, you know, he was a musician. And he was with Vishnu John. And then the Radha Damodar Party. And he used to play the Esaraj with Vishnu John in the early days. And but that was, my perception of him as new was actually a perception of him as advanced. Because when you're new, you know, you have a certain humility. But we should keep that humility. And it's so hard having position and moving forward and, cover the soul, which is an extremely, extremely humble position, because it's a particle of consciousness. I mean, how significant are we in relationship to God, which is the totality of reality? So that was just, and that's the, you know, and it's interesting too, because this, I gave a class in Moscow, and this incredible devotee. I don't have many people coming to my class in Moscow unless I go to the city. I live a little bit outside. But I have really nice people coming. There's one beautiful family that comes to see me, two families that are connected. And the family, it's just by circumstance or something that they happened upon these Radha Krishna deities that were left with them. And they asked their guru if they can keep them. And he said, only if you do temple worship. So they've been keeping up six offerings a day, and they're so dedicated to these deities. It's amazing. And it's really this lady who's like the matriarch. She must be in her 60s. She's the matriarch, and probably older. And then she came to my class, and then next day she passed away. I'm not saying that, you know, it's a risk coming to my class. But it's nice that when great souls pass away, I can serve them by inspiring their consciousness before they leave in nice thoughts of Krishna. So, anyway, I'm here in Puri to start my retreat. I'm pretty excited about it. We have rented out this whole Catholic, Bharati Krishna was there, this whole Catholic retreat center. And this is our ninth year. And I can't imagine. It was the best Jagannath Prasad I ever had last night. And so healthy, too. It's just not what you think. It's the most traditional of the Indian foods, and there's no chili in it. Very, very healthy and tasty. And Akinchana Krishna is here for kirtan. And I also brought in this one person, Garanga, and he's considered one of the best Danga players in the movement. And just a nice bunch of people that are here, very intimate. And the mood is great. We're starting off great. Today we go to Tota Gopinath. We're about 7 or 8 minutes away. Beautiful temple where Lord Chaitanya left the world. And where Radha, in the form of Gadadhar, taught Lord Chaitanya how to be a devotee. That's really by every day teaching him the Bhagavatam. And I'm more convinced than ever that this is the process. And I do want to thank the people that are listening regularly. I don't think there's anything more you can do for your spiritual life than listen regularly to Hare Katha. And people who don't afford themselves or the opportunity are, I'm doing this because I know we don't have, you're not living in Mayapur, you're not living in Vrindavan, where people don't work and just go to whatever programs they want, somehow or other. So it's the opportunity. And I was staying with Jagadish and Yugala Kishore, or Yugala Priti, and their mother Rasika, and their family. And, you know, somehow or other, he organized his life, started working when he's 18, he's 41, and by hard work and a quirk of fate, some money inherited and a quirk of fate, he's just able to, they go to, it's four times a week, Bhakti Vidyapurna Swami does classes, 2 or 3 hours in the morning, 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon, something like that. And the morning is Bhagavatam, and then the afternoon, Brihad Bhagavatam. So 4 days a week, the whole family is absorbed in just hearing Shastra and studying it. And when you study the Bhagavatam, I can see the efficacy and the transformation of consciousness. So please do take avail of these opportunities. And it's my own lifeline, because it's the way I study and hear, is by speaking. So we'll just do a little bit today, and you'll have to excuse me, because it just, in fact, if I had remembered, I probably would have canceled it. But I got the message from Bretty 11 hours ago that there's class, and... So, we'll do a little. Nyaya Ratna, I understand that in your opinion, the only true Vaishnav Dharma is the doctrine that you have received from Chaitanya Dev. You do not accept that the worship of Radha, Krishna, Rama, and Sringa constitutes Vaishnav Dharma in it and of itself. You only accept the worship of Radha, Krishna, other deities as Vaishnav Dharma. It is conducted in accordance with the ideology of Chaitanya. Is this not so? It is a fine idea, but how can you claim that this type of Vaishnav Dharma is eternal? So, as just to recap the story, the story takes place in this setting in the in Gojram Dweep, in the forest bower of sages who just chant all the time. They chant all the time, and when people come, they enlighten them. And now there's a person called Harihara. And he's born in kind of a type of worship of Radha and Krishna and his family. And he's confronted with this, with someone, some impersonalist who's preaching strongly against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. And he goes to a great scholar, Nyayana Ratna, to get this clarified. And in their discussion, they actually are become opposed to what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing, because there's two types, as mentioned here, of ways you can worship Radha and Krishna. As it says, the worship is not... it doesn't constitute Vaishnava Dharma in and of itself if you worship Radha, Krishna, or Rama and the Sringa, because you can worship for an impersonal goal, and it's just one of the deities you can worship. But the Vaishnavas accept that Vaishnava Dharma is only worshiping Radha and Krishna. as Swayam Bhagavan. So this Nayanaratna doesn't believe this. And also he's opposed to, in general, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching, which diminishes the influence and wealth of the smarta Brahmins. He asks, you know, he's challenging it and says, how can you claim this is eternal, this kind of philosophy? And what they're trying to present is that this is something that's, Vaishnava Dharma is something that's, and the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's a historical phenomenon. It's not an eternal phenomenon. So Nayanaratna is going to argue that Chaitanya Dev is the pioneer of this doctrine, and that it's only 50 years ago. And then Vaishnava Das is the one of, he used to be Sannyas Thakur, that Mayavadi Sannyasi that became a Vaishnava. He's very learned, and he's the one that's answering the questions on behalf of the Vaishnavas in this Gojram Dweep. And he explains very systematically that Vaishnava Dharma is in existence from the very moment of the Jiva's appearance, because it is Jiva Dharma. It is the Dharma, or the nature of the living entity, to worship God. And since the Jivas are nadi, they have no beginning and no end, then Vaishnava Dharma is also a nadi. And, if you want to see Vaishnava Dharma, you can go back to Lord Brahma at the beginning of the universe. And as soon as he speaks, it's Vaishnava Dharma. And this is recorded in the Chatur Shloki and the Bhagavatam. As soon as he speaks, it's Vaishnava Dharma. It's Sambandhagyan, Abhidhayagyan, and Pyojanagyan. He speaks the fundamental principles of Vaishnavism. And then he quotes the Rig Veda, Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pasyanti Suryaha. And the Katha Upanishads, Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam, Supreme of Abode of Bhagavan, Sri Vishnu is the highest. And he quotes Shvetashvatara Upanishads, he quotes the Tatiriya Upanishads, and Nyayaratna, he argues, okay, it says you should worship Vishnu, he says, but how can you say it doesn't refer to the Vaishnava Dharma that's included in Mayavadi doctrine, which is Pancha Poshana. Pancha means five types of worship, Ganesh and Shiva and Durga and Vishnu, and there's five. And Vaishnava Das argues that the Vaishnava Dharma in Mayavadi rejects the conception of eternal servitorship. Because the Mayavadis believe when you acquire knowledge, then you become God. And what is the question of service if one becomes God? So how's that Vaishnav Dharma? And this is what Vaishnav argues. And then he quotes from the Katha Upanishads, Nayam Atma Prabhachena Labhyo, that Paramatma Brahman cannot be attained by theoretical explanation, by intelligence, or hearing the Vedas extensively. The Paramatma is attained only by one whom he bestows his mercy, being pleased with the person's attitude of an alloyed service. Only to such a person does Sri Hari reveal his own form. The only true religion is constitutional function of service and surrender. There's no other means to attain Bhagavan's mercy and see his eternal form. knowledge of Brahma will not enable one to attain darshan of Bhagavan's eternal form. You can understand from the categorical statements that pure Vaishnav Dharma is founded upon the Vedas. All the Vedas sanction the Vaishnav Dharma that Sriman Mahaprabhu taught. There is no room for doubt in this. Anyway, somehow or other, I thank you all for coming. I think a lot of important stuff is going to come up. For example, Nyayaratna is going to ask, is there a statement in the Vedas to the effect that Krishna Bhajan and not Brahmagyan is the highest attainment? He's going to ask, is the name Krishna found anywhere in the Vedas? And then there's going to be a discussion why it's not clearly mentioned, the name. And then the history of Vaishnav Dharma is going to be explained from Narada, Brahma, the four sampradayas. So these are coming attractions. Would anybody like to say hello before I go to class?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail here.
Gail, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Brajrale.
These are the stalwarts on Wednesday. Great. Anybody else?
Jai Maharaj, Rati Krishna.
Okay, we got a quorum. One more person? Okay, I'll have to go now to the class. Rati, you must remember setting up the the sound system.
Yeah, I wish I was there this year.
What's that?
I said, I wish I was there this year.
What's that? I know, it's great, right? It's a nice program, right?
It is.
What's that?
I said I miss going to Mangalartik at Tota Gopinath.
That was great too, right? Yeah, with Shastra and those guys, and yeah. Okay, I got to get up there. Okay, very well.